Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We are to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Well, here we go. We finna do it again. I be doing it every Sunday. The Rosebud Bitter Dose goddamn ass Rosebud Show. And no matter what it is, if you have it on your mind, ask me. We gonna kick it. You know, it's a lot going on, man. I was telling y'all a little bit about shit. You know how shit go last week. What I want to say to you now is you got to put this in proper perspective. Motherfuckers is getting killed. Now, think about this. Trayvon or the Breonna, or, well, not Breonna, she's too close, but Trayvon and all them other ones before him, it was like months. Maybe in some cases a few years before the next motherfucking nigga got killed by the police. But now, it's like a daily, not daily, but it's a monthly event. We've been fucking around protesting for 3 weeks. The police tactics is on Front Street. Everybody see how they are, and everybody see they against niggas, because they don't motherfucking kill white boys like that. And y'all going to be mad at me for saying what I'm finna say. But that nigga was ignorant to me. He fucking ignorant. What motherfucker in today's climate? Now, don't get me wrong. He did all this shit I'm finna say. But none of it mean he was supposed to get killed. All of it is showing you how many times he risked being killed in that short couple of minutes. Because he don't think like I'm trying to get y'all to think. I don't care how hard it is for me. I'm thinking through it. So, what I'm saying is, first and foremost, the nigga got the police called on him because he was sleeping in the driveway. Okay, motherfucker, get high. I understand that. Police come. Talk to the motherfucker, because they talk to the motherfucker first. But once the police get there and they see you sleep and your keys are in your ignition, you fucking going to jail. That's drunken driving. Now, this is the first mistake bruh made. Well, the first mistake was getting drunk and, you know, pulling in there and going to sleep. The second mistake was, man, you got the keys in the ignition, you motherfucking drunk, and you failed the sobriety test. Were they supposed to tell you to be cool? So that brother should have thought, oh, man, I'm going to jail. And just bailed out today or whatever next day. But no, whatever happened made him come out. Not the brother. I ain't saying he did this shit. I'm just saying whatever happened made him come out and they get to tussling. That's mistake number two. They already motherfucking got you for DUI. So why the fuck are you tussling? Excuse me. You got to think of this shit. So the popo, these motherfuckers are fucking killers. They don't fucking care. So what I'm saying is now, to them, you're escalating by resisting. Okay. I really think those police, you know, or that policeman killed him. Because if you notice, that was the one that he flipped over and took the shit from. Bro, no joke. He already had motherfucking taser in his goddamn ass. Nigga still flipped them popos over. But what I'm saying is, the resisting is the second mistake. Running, fleeing the scene is the third mistake. Now, you got these motherfuckers chasing you, thinking you whatever. They thinking all kind of crazy shit. And keep in mind, this is going on right during the goddamn protest about killing another nigga for nothing. So I'm saying, if you out there, you don't want to be next. So I'm saying the man has already made three mistakes. Now, he make another mistake. He's running. Why don't he motherfucking just keep running and let him catch him? Why the fuck did he turn around and try to goddamn shoot him with the taser? Now the police got permission to do whatever the fuck they want. They already got permission to do whatever the fuck they want. But as soon as he took off, they didn't want to shoot him, so they want to chase him. Try to subdue him, beat his ass, or whatever. But the nigga turned around and the police... What's fucked up is that the police knew it was a taser, so it wasn't going to do shit, and it was too far away to even really hit him. So he did not have to shoot. Now, I am not saying the police is in order because they shot. My point is, what motherfucker going to take that goddamn chance? In today's climate, I'm saying your black ass, even if you're a white boy, even if you're a Mexican, even if you're a motherfucking Chinaman, I don't give a fuck. You better not run. You better not do none of that shit, because then it's going to be you they talking about. And what you motherfuckers don't understand is I was in the street damn near 50 years. I don't give a fuck where you been, what you did. You ain't been as many places and fucked as many different kind of goddamn police as I have. And I ain't never been to the pen. I ain't got no bullet wounds. I ain't got nothing. This shit is very serious. And I'm not saying it's very serious, so let's go out and hate on police. I ain't even giving a fuck about the police right now. I'm talking about you. And how easy it's going to be for you to be the next motherfucker talking that goddamn shit. You have no rights. Of course, when you get to court, you might have a right, but some slick-ass lawyer going to talk shit about your right and make it less than it's supposed to be. But as far as on the street, when the police pull you over, you a damn fool if you say, what the fuck you pull me over for? Man, you know why they pulled you over. So sit there and don't be no target for their motherfucking ass. Fucking police pulled you over because you was a nigga. Maybe you got a nice car. Or maybe you ain't got no nice car. They just pulling you over for that. You can't win. They'll pull you over for not having a nice car. They'll pull you over for having a nice car. So that means they pulling niggas over. They killing niggas. Because I don't give a fuck what you say. It's hard for you to find any accidental or whatever this kind of killing is called with another race of motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. Even white boys get killed by the police. But that motherfucker got on all black. He got a goddamn Uzi wrapped around him. He got four or five motherfucking pistols and 3,000 or 4,000 bullets. But a nigga ain't got shit. Ain't doing shit. They already knew he didn't have no weapon. So they knew what he was pointing at him was a taser. Then when he shot and it turned around and kept running, why shoot to kill? Why can't you wound that motherfucker? Because you a nigga. That's all it is to it. So, fellas, I guess I'm through ranting, man, because, man, I don't want nothing to happen to you motherfuckers, man. You know, 517, I see you, goddammit. What's up?
How you doing, Professor? This Cameo DeMore, SWU alumni.
Cameo, what's happening?
You, man. I was just listening to what you were saying about the brother that, you know, got killed by the police. And, you know, you're OG, and I'm just listening to it because I'm a young brother out here, and I don't want to be next.
Well, that's what's up. You got a point or a question?
Yeah, I do. This is about some gang.
Come on.
I met a woman online. And we have been in constant communication for nearly a week. Over this time, I gained her up on how I operate. I broke down to her some of my likes and dislikes. I also informed her on some of my principles in regards to what I stand for and what I look for in a relationship. She seems to be digging it, but I noticed her doing a little bit of shit during our last recent most conversation.
Stop.
I want to nip this.
Stop. Let me ask you something. You said you met her online. Have you seen the bitch in person?
Not yet, but over this
Wait. I don't want to hear that goddamn shit. Because what I'm saying is this. You motherfuckers are stupid. You fucking meet a bitch online. And then the bitch get to do and be how the fuck she want to be online. And she ain't never even came around your motherfucking ass. That bitch didn't even deserve to hear what the fuck you wanted and how you wanted it. Because she's online. She could be lying. The only thing you could do is make the bitch want to come see you. If it or let's say she's somewhere you might want to go see her. I said that's what's up with online. Online is making a connection. Online is not starting and establishing no goddamn relationship because you don't know who the fuck you're talking to. Let me ask you this. Did you do any of that video chatting?
We've been talking over the phone.
Cameo, did I ask you where you've been talking or did you do any video chatting?
Yes, she down to do that. She down to do that.
Hey, Cameo, did I ask you, is she down to do video chatting? Or did I ask you, have you done any video chatting? Which the answer is no. That's why you avoiding the shit. What I'm saying is, you do everything you can to not see the bitch. You don't even want to know who she is. You don't even want to fucking know if she's lying. Because you could have video chatted with her to at least see if the bitch was worth anything. Do you feel what I'm saying?
I feel exactly what you're saying.
What am I saying, Cameo?
That I should be setting it up to see her in person, which is what I'm doing, actually.
No, you're not, because you're telling her all about you. You're telling her all this shit thinking that's what's going to catch her. No, motherfucker, what's going to catch her is when she see you and hear one or two things you say. Because obviously she likes you already. You don't need to tell her shit. And then you got to tell that bitch, if you really want to find out about me, you got to come on over here some kind of motherfucking way because I ain't with this phone call shit. You know, if that's what you with, you better get one of them phone call motherfuckers because that ain't me. What you doing, man, what we studied not to do, you letting a bitch call a shot. You think you calling the shots, but you ain't getting what the fuck you want. If you calling the shots, you get what the fuck you want right now. Ain't no tomorrow. Bitch, fuck you and tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying to you, Cameo?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. So I'm going to put you back in. Hey, you guys, listen, this is real shit, man. That nigga, he know, that's me. I go hard. He know, he ain't even insulting. He ain't even embarrassed. This motherfucker know. If you ask me a question, you want the truth. You ain't trying to get no soft up version. You hear he says he's an alumni. He still listen to this goddamn shit because this shit is dope. And what I'm trying to tell all you motherfuckers out there, you need to get with me. Because this motherfucker, he ain't never been no nigga that couldn't talk. But he didn't really know what to talk about. But evidently, he doing this motherfucking thing now. Why? Because he got game. He got some motherfucking game. He ain't got no pimp game. He got some man game. Alpha man game. And he know how to play his hand. And I'm not gonna know what he gonna say. He do everything he learned at SWU. Now instead of calling, how do you get a, you know, how do you get to, you don't ask that shit. Nigga bring scenarios so I can kick it with him about it, like y'all just heard. That's what we do. Now we gonna talk about some of the goddamn obstacles your motherfucking ass has today. I mean, no matter what, man, you guys got to understand some shit. Shit I'm selling, shit I have to sell, it's not new. None of this shit is new. So what I'm saying is until I die, I'm going to be able to drop this shit on you. Of course, here and there, I'm going to have to update how I say this or that. Because times will change. But the game ain't changing. You're going to have to be a motherfucker at all times or you're not. If you ain't, you ain't. Don't be mad at me. What I'm motherfucking saying is, have you ever thought about how you should act and deal with women when you, you know, that you run in during your quest? No, you ain't never thought about that. That's too much work for you. You just run into them and kick it on the fly. Are you the kind of motherfucker who will be able to tell if the bitch is really the right one? See? No, you're not. You don't think of this shit. You don't think if she gonna fit. You just know she got a pussy. So you motherfuckers gonna get that pussy if you can. Me, I'm sorry, man. This summer is bringing my goddamn hay fever. What I'm saying is, I'm not the kind of dude to go after the pussy. Although that's, I definitely want it. What I'm saying is, I know to go after the broad. Catch the broad and her goddamn pussy, her fucking money, and whatever else she has comes with her. You get the package. You go after some pussy and that's what you might get. Who gives a fuck about some goddamn pussy? I give a fuck about the bitch. I can't even fuck her till she my bitch any motherfucking way. I might fuck her, but it ain't really fucking her. I'm just saying, I got principles. As important as these facts are, have you really thought about this kind of shit? Because you need to know this. You need to know what you think. You need to know that and more when you're offering yourself to, you know, some bitch. That's what you're doing when you're kicking it with her. You say, hey, baby, you know, I'm like this here. You understand what I'm saying? And I see you like that. I'm one of the, you know, we can mingle. Can we mix it up? However you say it. I'm just saying that's what you really saying. Now, you do know that that is what you're doing. You should know that. And we're just going to go deeper into the obstacles. Most obstacles we create ourselves. And those that we are faced with in this motherfucking jungle about catching bitches are just things to overcome. You guys do realize you are really in a jungle and you're hunting. If you don't realize that, you better realize it. We're hunters. And we're on a safari called life. So you can't get off. You can't quit. You can choose where you go. You can choose what kind of atmosphere you're in. But you can't, the only way you can quit is that. We not motherfucking hunting birds. We ain't hunting no butterflies. If you are, because some people are. They hunting birds and butterflies and all that kind of goddamn shit. That's why they get ate up. They pray. They get fucking ate up. Because we hunt lions and tigers and bears and rhinoceros and hippopotamus and alligators, any of that motherfucking shit that think they could eat us. Now, of course, we ain't real animals out there hunting that shit, but that's how you better look at what you're doing when you're walking down the street. You better think you an animal, and whatever motherfucker think he bad is an alligator or a hippopotamus or whatever the fuck he is to you, but he sure ain't gonna move you. At least that's how I feel. We're not going to mount this motherfucker's head on our goddamn mantle. We ain't them kind of hunters. But we will certainly mount our praise ass on that very mantle while we busting that pussy out. If that's what we doing. The biggest problem I see you motherfuckers have and what makes it a serious obstacle is you don't, you're not able to have a continued focus on what you're doing. You can only think of what you're doing, and then that's it. You can't stay focused. You can't think of what to do to make what you doing or thinking come to fruition. And most of that, not being able to focus is because you're not prepared. You're not fucking prepared for what you're undertaking. And that's what we, kicking about on this show. You're undertaking something whether you know it or not. When you go out looking for a motherfucking browse, you're undertaking something. So, once you get involved, first of all, when you're a hunter in society, when you're a hunter in society, you have to know a lot about the social aspects of the peoples you interact with. You just got to know it. And once you get involved with this type of hunting, one of the first things you should notice is that people, like animals, have a herd mentality. They hear about something, they group into it, and you can't get in the stove. Because you motherfuckers spending the night out there waiting to get in that motherfucker. They got a herd mentality. When you begin my course, you'll see where I am about awareness. And I express that by trying to get you to see the serious importance of being aware of all things when you're out hunting. Especially, you want to be aware of yourself, what you want, what you want to see resulting from your wants. You want to see all that. You want to have that stuff on your mind. You shouldn't simply want confidence. You should have a specific purpose that you want to use it for, and from that, you just let your confidence branch out to all you think and do. Now, even though a broad might be alone when you meet her, the moment she figures out you hunting, she's going to be in that hiding mode like prey do. And she's going to try to blend in with her surroundings so you don't get to see her. But your job, when you open your mouth to speak, is to get her out of that blending in mentality. So even though she's blending in, you may see her and go up to her and speak to her and start talking, but she's still in the blending in mode. You ain't going to get no action. So you got to see her and fully, not partially, fully understand what it's going to take to catch this motherfucker. There's cycles. And you got to understand the cycles of catching and how to apply where you are in that cycle. You have to apply it to catching the bitch that you at. You can't just broadly think of catching. Now, if you do, and you do this shit right, it's going to aid you. It's going to help you catch. Most of the motherfuckers that I fuck with, they're in like the first quarter of that cycle. That's where they're still figuring the best ways for searching for that right one, for looking for this bitch for the night, whatever, you know, you and that. I'm going to use this animal as an example. And let's say a wolf. A wolf learning to hunt. And what I'm saying is take this wolf and you're being an alpha man and relate this game up in the spit. In the first 5% of time during this cycle, that wolf, that's when he's born and start, he ain't hunting, but he just, whatever, he's walking around learning shit. That's what he's doing. He learning shit. He learning like the, you know, what he like. And then you got, after you get old enough and shit, and you start hunting with moms and shit, you learn where your prey is. Now, I'm saying, if you a dude going out, see, when you start out, you got to learn a bunch of shit. And once you have learned this shit, you got to start take this shit out and see where you can use it at and see how it's used properly. And then what you do is learn how to choose your prey. So my point is this. If you look at life as a motherfucking alpha man to any animal, there's stages of growth. And once you reach it, I forget which, matter of fact, all them got, oh, them cliff birds, the birds that be on the cliff. They be way up here on the motherfucking cliff. They got the little baby birds. And when the motherfuckers took the parents, when they think that baby bird is old enough to fly, they push them out. And this motherfucker, you know, he owns the airwaves, so he floats like a motherfucker, but he don't know how to do his wings. But what I'm saying is, if he don't float all the way to the ocean, that motherfucker crash and hit the beach, he finna get ate up. The hawks or seagulls, whoever, just go down there and get him. What I'm saying is, that's how life is. That's how life is. So what I'm saying is, you got to learn how to approach your prey quietly. And the more you do, the hungrier and hungrier you're going to grow for this motherfucking prey. And then you're going to jump on a lot of them. And you're going to miss because you're still learning. Just like that wolf. Just like that lion. Until you catch one. That's when it all becomes clear. Everything you've been doing, everything you've been learning was for this moment. And even though you're going to catch hella more motherfucking bitches, the only thing that's going to be the same is that you know you're going to catch. Because that's all the same in any of them goddamn animals. They just know they're going to eat. They ain't giving a fuck who it is. They ain't giving a fuck where it is. They ain't giving a fuck what they got to do to go get it. They just know if they see it, they're getting it, and they're going to eat. That's all they know as far as they think. That's called focus. That's what we got to do. Got to focus. Hunting at this point is for you is really just fun. Because you ain't catching. Shit. So, yeah, you learn to tear flesh off because, you know, you get to share shit. Get a bitch, you know how to fuck the bitch and all that goddamn shit. But you still need to learn how to catch her. Which requires more focus. More focus than you have at this point anyway. But as you continue learning, you're realizing the more you get to taste this motherfucking bitch, the keener your senses become. And when you're out and you in the somebody just come in your vicinity, you know, your nose perk up, your ears perk up. You get ready because just like that animal, you got something. You hungry. You want to eat. 702, I see you. What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Couple of things for you, my brother. This is your partner, Scooter G, man. I finally got through, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I just wanted to say a couple of things to you. Number one, man, anybody that doesn't have that book, part one and part two, should definitely make that a purchase. You know what I mean? I mean, it's you know, it goes along with everything, you know, you say. And another thing, I was listening to you talking about another interview that you were doing, right? And the guy was saying you didn't want to talk about the book. You want to talk about part two of the book. And the guy was telling you, you know what I'm saying, said, well, nah, man, we need to do part one because that's what the fans and everybody want to hear. And, you know, you finally relented and went with the part one. But man, that shit is so motherfucking exciting and captivating, man. You know, and that's what you know what I'm saying, bud? That's what you're going to be known for. I don't give a fuck if you end up being the president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be the pimp that was the president of the United States now. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as the conversation about the catching, you know what I mean? I mean, I listen all the time. I don't really say nothing because, you know, everything's on point. You know, everything you're saying and for the people for the university or whatever, you know, I know that they know that they getting it laced, you know what I'm saying, from A1, A+. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't get no better than the shit you telling them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that self-confidence – and, you know, not only the catching part, but once you catch them, you got to keep them there. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep – it's just like you got to keep catching every day.
The game don't stop at catching. Hey, man, I got so much to say, man. I got a little time, so let me keep going unless you got a question.
No, man, I just wanted to tell you that, man. It's all good.
Hey,
you do your thing,
man.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Okay, you got it. See, what I'm saying is, like that brother's saying, man, I don't really know what he wants, but I know since I cover so much shit, and if he motherfucking listening, I'm damn near going to cover whatever the fuck he thinking about. So my point is that all you got to do is pay attention. Choose your own cha-cha. Because I talk about all kinds of shit. So what I'm really getting to is some more of this. Because you learn how to deal with women. You learn how that you need to talk. But are you actually realizing the more you get to deal with this woman or women, you're going to be developing your senses. And see, you have senses when it comes to catching. Something is going to, you can be talking about even Juliet, baby. If she says something and the way it strikes you, going to make you see her different. That's because you got an intention. That's because you learned that you should act on your intentions. No, you don't walk into the problem and say you want to fuck her. But you certainly, that's your intent. So you do the things that you know that makes a woman start thinking about fucking you. And when you do that, and it works, oh my goodness, you don't know what it does for your mentality about you. It starts making you see that you know how to handle shit. You know how to make shit happen. And the more you see that, the more you want to do that. And the more you do that, the more that becomes you. And this is what the shit these motherfuckers get it, fuckers, SWU. Because at one point that you learn in peace, let's say you're learning how to catch, you begin to worry about it so much until you just stand and watch your prey instead of really hunting. I know that because that's what these motherfuckers do in my group. And the longer you do that, the more insecure you become about your ability. About your ability to catch your prey. I keep talking about prey. That's women. Because I'm talking like we animals. And if you don't look out, your body and your mind will start to suffer from your lack of winning. Now, right here, motherfuckers, right here, if you're not careful, you're going to lose your focus because you haven't been actually getting to eat. And you're going to lose it in its totality, and then you're going to be a motherfucking helper. And you're going to settle in on the sidelines of a hunt and wait for the leftovers. We don't want that. None of you. You're going to lose your focus, and you're going to miss out on the person you're going to become the first time you bag that fresh prey. I'm telling you, of course you didn't got pussy. You could have bought it. You could have actually talked up on it. But you didn't know you was talking up on it. You didn't know it was going to end up in getting you laid. I'm trying to show you how you know all this stuff. I'm trying to show you the shit you have to think to know this stuff and not be guessing. Because if you know she say this to that, you got something to say that's going to show you what you're thinking. At least that's how I teach motherfuckers to think, man, because sure, that's how pimps think. But pimps ain't looking for no bitch to motherfucking fuck. So we not talking about it on the pimping. We talking about it on the being a motherfucker that pimps are. Pimps know how to catch a bitch. They know what to say to that bitch, and they understand their environment is going to help them catch that bitch. Wherever they at. I don't give a fuck if it's a circus. I'm going to use it, and we're going to get to chuckling about it before she knows she's going to love my motherfucking ass. Now, in the past, when you were hunting, how many times did you come so close to catching this magnificent woman? You got so close to this damn thing, you taste this bitch perfume, but you still missed. How many fucking times? Man, I'm an old nigga. Believe me, this didn't happen to tell you the truth. The last 2 weeks didn't happen a lot. But, man, I catch bitches. But in the past couple of weeks, I ain't caught no shit. 731, what's up?
What's going on, Professor? This is Click.
Click, what's happening?
Well, yeah, I was just referring to that indirect question you just said of how many times since I've been in SWU, it's been a lot of times that I've been missing. But I was
Click. I haven't told your motherfucking ass about talking soft.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Fuck no, it's hard to hear you.
Well, I think it's my phone. You know, we having complications in the class.
No, it ain't your phone.
It's
your motherfucking ass because I heard you better when you started speaking up.
All right,
or it's how you hold your phone or it's where you got your phone positioned at. Hold that motherfucker up to your mouth so we can talk, man.
See, when it comes to SWU, and I wasn't even catch. I was on the sideline, like you were saying. You just on the sideline finishing the hunt. But since I've been SWU, I've been out here hunting for real. And, yeah, you're going to miss because I wasn't trying to go for the kill. But now I'm going for that kill. It's been lovely out here.
Hey, Click, what is the kill called?
Man, it's I'm going for the
intent, man.
I know where you're going for that. Yeah, intent. It's definitely the intent. You got to let them know what's up. Can't
you
just be rotational?
Right. You got to let your intentions be known, and that don't mean telling them what you're doing. That means showing them what your intentions is. And like he said, it's steps. You got to learn how to kick it. Then you learn how to kick it. Then you got to learn how to show your intent. Once you learn how to show your intent while you're kicking it, then you got to learn how to close. See, bro, Click. Learning all that shit. Because, yeah, he ain't an alumni yet. He in there right now. Click. Make sure you be on there tomorrow. I got dope for us, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, fellas, what I'm really trying to say, every cycle, I said, you know, catching it, you got to learn the cycles. Every cycle has a lesson in it for you. Wherever you lose focus, and believe it or not, missing the bitch prepares you for when you finally do catch her. If you don't miss, you're not going to learn how to catch. As soon as you throw your rod in the motherfucking ocean, you don't catch no damn fish. If you do, you don't know what you did. You just threw the motherfucker in there. Oh, there's hella fish out here. No, man, you might have to look for that fish. You might have to move it. Hey, I'll be watching that motherfucker Jeremy Wade that be looking for them river monsters. So I know all about, I ain't never fished a day in my life, but I know about fishing poles, reels, rods, all kind of shit. Because I watch that shit. And what I'm saying is, once you done caught a meal, caught a bitch, fucked the shit out of her, and sat there, you know, while you was fucking her, lay there, while you was fucking her, talking shit about what you think, otherwise using your head, it's just going to promote you to use your head more often. And you're going to see that thinking is what it's about. The more you think, the more you gonna catch. You see, your focus when hunting should be to make sure every motherfucking thing you do, everything you think, has a basis in hunting. Why think about playing soccer and you out looking for the goddamn bitch you gonna fuck tonight or catch? I'm saying, why think about food? What think about your tires? This is how you should apply focus in your life. Whatever you're doing when you're trying to catch, you got to understand it's counterproductive if it does not promote your focus being on catching. If you're correctly seeing what you should be doing, you'll actually become conscious of the fact that you're what's important. You are what you think, how you feel. That's what's important. And the fact that you are important makes you understand that you are the real catch. You are, not the bitch. She's what she is to you, but man, come on, if you follow me, you know, I don't waste my time trying to convince the broad that she should deal with me. You know, I spent a lot of the beginning trying to see why she ain't fucking qualified for me to deal with. I'd basically be trying to eliminate them. And this mentality keeps me focused on my mission. And that's to catch this bitch. So when I, you know, see she ain't qualified in this way or that, but that statement is more than her here that I don't think she qualified. So what's she going to do? Start trying to show me he is. Or she might not try to show me. She might not be qualified. So what I'm saying is my mission ain't to have no jovial banter with this motherfucking bitch. My mission is not to have her sitting here for an hour talking to me. I'm out here specifically to catch. Now, there are men who are not out specifically to catch. And most of them have a date budget. And they get charged for that budget every fucking weekend. If that's what you want, you can have it. The problem is they never come on with anybody except prostitutes because they never develop a conversation skill. They let their money talk. But you and I, we're speaking on an entirely different level. And unless you learn to recognize this level, you have to accept that you fucking ain't on this level. Because only the people that can recognize what's being said, understand what's being delivered, can say they on this level. You guys got to recognize where we are when we kick it. When you focus and prepare, man, your fucking mind is sharp and your conversation is crisp, which provides you with the best opportunity to catch this one. And in the most important place to let focus and preparation take place is in your mind. You should keep it on your mind. If you focus and prepare there, you're going to be ready to go into any battle. And the thing about preparation, we'll use the preparation that we're going to use, I'm saying, the thing about being prepared is you just going to go hard. Now, don't misunderstand me when I say go hard. I don't mean be cruel or disrespectful when I say it. It actually means the opposite. Going in hard, the way I use it, means with more determination than you normally have, with more finesse than you normally have, with more smoothness than you normally have. And if you allow your determination to be your guide, it should make you feel kind of a little edgy. And this is because being focused is allowing you to feel your realness concerning catching this woman. And it's exciting. The number one thing, and understand this, the number one thing that promotes a dude catching is seeing his goddamn spiel work. All you got to do is see what you're saying, getting you the results that you motherfucking wanted to get you, and you're going to be... It's just going to escalate from there. And you're going to be badder. Not meaner, just badder. This is why you got to go in hard and lay it all on the line. You can't go in halfway on a woman when you're getting at her. You have to go all in. Or she's going to spot it and she's going to smash you. When your mom told you that women like gentle men, she wasn't lying. But she wasn't giving you the full truth either. Women like you to be gentle when you're in intimate situations. But your conversation at this point is anything but intimate. This is your first, well, not your first, but it's first, one of the first conversations. And you don't want it to get too intimate any motherfucking way. This is the first sexual conversation, let me say that. Is why you fucking are talking. I don't know. I'm sure you guys talk to bitches. Why you fucking them? I know I do. But now, whatever you are talking to her about is just carving a way or a path towards the real intimacy that you're going to get. Because I'll be letting them know, baby, you know, I feel your legs pushing against my body, you know, and that kind of let me feel you don't really want me in the pussy. I ain't finna try to fuck you. You going to give me the pussy. Or not. And I've even stopped. And that bitch know what I mean, because that's what they be doing. They be trying to hold their legs to keep you from getting all the way in there, because this is how, you know, I guess they think you're not getting it all or whatever. Bitch, please. If I don't get it all, I ain't gonna like you. So I let them know. Raise them motherfuckers up. You know, and what I'm saying is, when you, let's say the next time you start this, you might have to mention it again. But by the third time, that bitch legs is up there. Your motherfucking ass is getting to do what you want to do, which makes you fuck better. And what I'm saying is, if you get to do what you want to do and you know what to do, this bitch is going to be charmed to death. See, bitches don't realize they make themselves not get fucked good because they be trying to control how a motherfucker fuck them. Bitch, if you want me to fuck you, let me fuck you. When I get ready to make love to your motherfucking ass, I'll do that too. But what I'm saying is, there's different things going on. And if you don't know how to relay that to the bitch, or if you're scared to relay it to the bitch, then the bitch ain't going to get the excitement that you're going to give her when you start that shit. This is, well, take this, check this out. If you take control of the conversation from the get-go, you can easily direct her attention to your face, to your smile, to your soft skin. Anything on you that you let her touch is going to make her think of intimacy. Anything, your beard, your ear. I know you don't know this shit. I'm lacing you with something now. This is why I'm important. I'm significant. Now, you make her think intimacy, but you ain't speaking on any intimacy at this point. You have to touch her humor bone first. And once you touch that and get her laughing at your little statements and quips or whatever, then you've already done a little sexual shit, kissed her, nibbled on that ear, you know, grabbed that titty a little bit. You know, what I'm saying is you can then slowly lead her from where you are physically to where you want to be mentally. And this is where you catch. Because you've led her to a mental point where her mind is in a relaxed state and she wants or she needs or have a desire to be loved. Not just loving, I'm talking about make love, make her feel you, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is, don't make the mistake of trying to get her into a sexual state of mind without showing her your fucking humor. Now, I've told you before, and I cannot express enough what humor does for a woman. See, you guys don't know nothing about Spanish flies, but I forgot efficacy. Y'all know about the efficacy and all that shit. But humor is nature's Spanish fly. First off, it makes that bitch see a totally different side of you, which is another turn on for her. You're multi-dimensional. And most dudes you meet only have one facet. And women need a multifaceted man. So don't be one dimensional. And secondly, humor makes all women drop their guards. No matter how smoothly it's going, her guard is up until you lower them. Women don't lower their guards on their own. So you got to understand this. And knowing this will help you accept it and maneuver. You have to put the woman in the frame of mind that her humor, that her guard lowers on its own. And you do that with humor. I don't mean telling jokes. I mean, just making comments that have a little humor in it is enough. Telling jokes will make her think that you're not serious enough for her full attention. And that's not what you want. Now, what I'm saying is this, fellas. You call it, you come to the show, you know, and we kick it. And I'm sure everything I said was so goddamn clear, you motherfuckers don't have nothing to say. You ain't got nothing to ask. I hate this. Because then, see, all I'm doing is talking. And I already know what I think. I already know what I believe. Okay, 631, I see you, baby. What's up?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Nothing. What's going on, 631?
All right, peace to you, Rosebud. You know
speak up.
Not
speak up.
The phone. What's going on? All right, one second. Peace to you, Rosebud. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I just want to say peace to you, man, for one, and, you know, you're a blessing,
sure.
Man. I learned a lot from you.
For sure, man. Come on, what's your question?
Oh, I had a question. I did have a question that I came through. Actually, some things came through where it came to me. I was checking out your pimp partner one day on YouTube recently, and it was one comment about being a player, the difference between being a player and being a pimp. You know what I'm saying? And how you don't like to be called
bro,
a player.
Bro,
how you don't like to be called a player.
The difference between being a player and what?
A pimp.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? And how you don't like to be called a player.
Unless
you're a boss player. Unless you're a boss player.
I ain't even a boss player. I'm a ex-pimp.
That's true. No question.
You
a
know,
legend at that.
Hey, you know what a player is?
I understand now, because once I heard, like I said, your pimp partner said, and you said the same thing,
bro.
You said the same thing.
Bro.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Do you know what a player is?
Now from the definition of the way I heard it from like I just said, you know.
Well, what do you think a player is, man?
Oh, a lowercase one? A lowercase? A lowercase is just getting money, and but then again, he's not really all into it at a high level. He's not on
bro,
the big part of the play.
Bro, you,
not looking for the big
about,
plays. He's
you,
only on
hey,
the small
hey,
plays.
Man, dude, you talk too much. Hold on. Let me stop you, man. I
okay.
can't hear you interrupting me and shit. What I'm saying is this, bro. You got to understand that then I'll put you back on. I'm sure Shante told you whatever he told you. And it's probably the same thing I'm finna tell you. But what I'm saying is that you don't know what it is when you ask, and you're not able to open your mouth and say what it is, then that means you didn't even get shit from what Tay told you. Because a player, the difference between him and a pimp is a player have bitches that know he have bitches. A player have bitches that accepts that he has some other bitches as long as it ain't in their face. Now, this player may or may not get money from bitches because that's not what a player get his money from. That's getting toward pimping. Well, I'm saying the difference between a player and a pimp is a pimp have all those bitches too, but every one of them is paying his motherfucking ass. Every one of them is catering to what the fuck he believe and how he believe it. Whereas a player is going to play his way around whatever. Otherwise, if the bitch don't really believe what you're saying, you're going to figure out how to make it cool to accept what she's saying because you're playing. Man, that's the difference. Did Tay tell you the same thing? Hold on, brother. Let me turn you back on.
All right. All right. You went more into depth about it all. And it's a little different, but it's a little further on into, you know, how you feel about it and understanding how you felt about it.
Listen, it's not about how I feel about it.
Okay.
That's how it is. That's
okay.
What it is. You know, a player is a player. Motherfucker got business, you know, and he gonna do whatever. Some of the bitches give him money, because they like him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is he not charging broads. He not
yes.
making it a point for them to know in order to come to my house and fuck with me, you got to be paying me. And that don't mean you can reach in your purse right now and give me a gang of money and then, you know,
right.
come over to my house and I'll fuck you. No, bitch.
Right.
That
you're
means
going, you're going to get it for you. Going to get it. Going to get it. You saying going to get
can
it.
Can you listen, bro?
Okay.
What I'm saying is when she give you that money, you tell her, you look at that bitch and say, okay, baby, this is a damn payment, your choosing fee. Because she got to go get you some home money.
Yes.
Before you touch that bitch. Whereas a motherfucking player, the bitch reaching 2100, he going up in them guts. You know, he's finna do everything, woo-woo, because he didn't play it up on whatever. It's just principles is what makes the difference, bro. That's why we That's why we got to know what we doing. We got to know why we doing it so that you can maintain the principles that's going to represent what you represent. You feel me?
Yes, yes. The difference is a big difference. It's a big difference, and I'm seeing that more and more. I'm trying to learn. I'm learning it. I'm learning, you know, just actually trying to learn it as well. But
well, bro, you know I got SWU. Bring your ass to my school, man. Hey, go to and look at how you can get in and shit. Bro, I do this every day. I have motherfuckers that was square as a pool table and twice as green. Graduate out of Sidewalk University catching bras, man. Because they
know
what to
do. I know it works, too, because I've tried. I see, you know. So there's no question there with me about it. I know it's got to be working for a lot of these young cats and old cats too, believe it or not.
All right, bro, for sure. Thank you. So,
yep,
fellas,
you're welcome. Thank you,
fellas. Just understand, if you look at monetary value, then you cannot ever pay me enough for what I'm giving you. But if you look for the honest value as far as what I am actually trying to do, it bring you to the point that you don't have to fake bring you to the point that you don't have to pretend. Bring you to the point with, regardless if you know it or not right now, the way you are right now, the next 30 bitches is going to love it. The only reason they don't love it is because you don't stand up to represent it. And this is my last point. You talk to any motherfucker at SWU. I do not tell them what to say. I do not tell them how anything should do. I do not tell them anything but how shit should go. And what I'm saying is what that does is make that person come up with their own words from their own mind, from what they think, and then I make them go out and use that goddamn shit. Come on, man. I'm pure dope. I'm out.